Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And good Saturday morning, and welcome into a busy outdoor show this morning. Got a lot to talk about. We've got some news on the Louisiana Ducks, which is not so good. Also, the Alabama Deer, not so bad. We'll give you those reports. Also, in Bayou Wild TV news, this week we recorded an excellent speckle belly and snow goose hunting gate on with Hayden Richard, the new and current world champion duck caller from Louisiana, operates Southern Parish Outdoors. We'll have some details about that. And by the way, we're also adding some new channels and system to make the new season 8 episodes available to more of you viewers. We'll get to much more of that later on. A new episode that we're going to be recording this coming week is a Blast and Cast feature with Miss Julia Williams, Miss Louisiana. We'll be doing that at Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll kind of get a preview of what to expect. We'll talk to Captain Kirk Stansel just a little bit later on this morning and get a full fishing and hunting report on the Lake Calcasieu Big Lake area. Another story that really hadn't got a whole lot of attention but is starting to now, there was a massive diesel spill on Bayou Sauvage area, and that's the National Wildlife Refuge. It was in the Mr. Go area, and there's some cleanup going on, and there's been some wildlife rescue and a lot of damage to some fish and wildlife there. We'll kind of have the rundown on that situation for you. And there's more bad news if we haven't had enough. The duck report is in, as I mentioned, the flyover, and that's not looking good. But there's also a report saying that we have experienced almost $600 million in storms damage to our fisheries in Louisiana. And, of course, reconstruction and restoration is well underway. We'll have some more updates on that for you. Also got reports coming in from professional fishermen and marina operators. Also, we welcome the reports from you, our audience, your comments, your questions, your own personal fishing and hunting reports. We welcome those at 504-260-1870. It comes directly in here to the studio. And while we are in what a lot of people consider the prime whitetail deer season, it's really yet to come in neighboring state of Alabama. They have that late rut, but many other areas in Louisiana and Mississippi, the deer are moving. What is your preference for hunting deer? Do you hunt early morning or do you hunt late afternoon? And please, if your favorite hours are midnight to 3 a.m., please don't text me that. 504-260-1870. Looking at the weather picture, well, we got a window of opportunity this morning. We're going to probably get up to around 70 degrees for the high along the Gulf Coast today. But we won't see that for a while. The lows will be going into the high 30s as a frontal system, possibly some storms moving in. There's even rumors of possibility of some snowflakes. And tomorrow, those winds will be out of the north-northeast as the front comes through, giving us much more of a typical winter look. So there it is. It's set. We got a lot of folks to talk to and a lot of things to talk about, and we'll be right back to do that. First up is going to be Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach at Campo's Marina. He starts us off every Saturday morning. We do it each and every week, 5 to 7 a.m. It's The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, if you got a chance to get out and fish this week, we had some chilly starts in the morning, but boy, some pretty blue skies and some pretty mild weather in the middle of the day, and a lot of folks were getting out there. We'll find out what they did down in St. Bernard. Robbie Campos at Campos Marine in Shell Beach. Robbie, tell us what happened this week fishing-wise.
Well, Don, you know, it wasn't all that bad. We had a few people out, not as many as I would like to have, but we had a few people out fishing this week, and, you know, they caught a few trout up the ship channel where the Great Wall of St. Bernard makes that turn and goes towards Chalmette behind the little town of Arete back there. They caught some fish up that way. It was speckled trout. They caught some up in St. Malo Bayou around Bayou Mussolini. Back up in Stump Lagoon, had a guy went back there, picked up a few back there. Picked up a few behind the dam, and they caught those on the shrimp krill matrix shads. That's what they used back behind the dam. Sheephead thing is going on at the Long Rocks. If you wanted to go do that, they stacked up out there. It's just been it's been a okay week for fishing, but not great. But hey, the people that did get out did catch some fish. I want to mention that, you know, if you want to fish this time of the year, generally when it gets colder, and you want to go do this this blue cat thing, man, they are stacked up. Any one of those bayous with a deep hole in it, Bayou Sioux, Grandy Sioux, by Biloxi, coming all the way back down to, you know, St. Malo Bayou, and one of those deep turns, Duluth Canal. It don't require much. It ain't rocket science. I personally never have done it, but from what I hear, it's pretty easy to do. Jig head with a piece of dead shrimp on the bottom, and you could fill the boat up. I don't believe there's any limit or any size limit on maybe 12 inches, I believe, on catfish if you got to sell. But I think you could go there and fill the boat up, Don. Had several people do that this week. Because it was easy. It was, you know, it was right there, and they went in those bayous and just sat in one of those deep turns and fished them on the bottom and just wore them out, man. Still catching a few bass up in here when the water's low. They're pulling out of those drains. Those guys is fishing those bass right up on the edge of the channel, doing pretty good. So we have live shrimp again, which makes things a little bit easier. So if you're coming down this morning, hey, man, hook the left at the bridge, come on down and see us down here. We're going to get you in the water and we'll get you going. And you look like you got a window to about maybe noonish or so to get it done. So we got some duck hunters fired up the little mud motors back there. I hear them in the parking lot, so they're getting ready to go. They hadn't been doing all that great with ducks, but you know, that's all over the country. I mean, that's just not here. It's from what people I've talked to in Arkansas and, you know, and all over, it's been a rough year for everybody. But nevertheless, come on down. We're here, and come on down and see us.
Robbie, before you go, we're kind of doing an unofficial survey on deer hunters. Do you prefer hunting mornings or evenings? I know you hunt all day, but if you had to only pick one, would you prefer to hunt a morning hunt or an evening hunt?
I'm gonna go with morning hunt. I like the mornings. I love them both. Don't get me wrong, but I would say I've seen. It's kind of 50-50, Don, but I love a morning hunt, man. It's just, you know, I get up early anyway, so if I'm going to get up early, I want to go sit in the tree. If I'm there, I'm going, you know, climb up 35 feet. I like to get real, real high and just get it done, you know, and sit there in the morning. But I would rather a morning hunt. But speaking of that, I got one of our customers. She's from the Denham Springs area, Miss Kelsey Watts. Be careful this morning, girl, when you're up there in that tree, because she's going hunting this morning, and I get a big one, girl. So she listens to us every Saturday morning. So she's going to be deer hunting this morning. Just be careful. So, but anyway, I want a morning hunt. I'm going with morning hunt.
I got you. Well, good luck to Kelsey. And, you know, the good thing about morning hunting, if you do need to do some tracking, you got all those hours of daylight following it. But the downside I find in a morning hunt is a lot of times those deer have been in the feeders and in your area all night. So when you walk in, you bust them out of there. Where in the evening, you're there first and they come in to you. So each has its own. But I'm with you. If I had to make a choice, I'm a morning hunter.
Yeah, I would say Don, you know, I'm, you know, and I've killed many, many deer in my time. So, and it's probably split in half, you know what I mean? So, and half the bucks that I got on my wall were in the morning and half of them in the evening. So, you know, it's kind of 50-50, but I don't like tracking things at night. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I
know what you mean.
Right.
Gotcha. So, okay, Robbie, thank you, buddy. Let's keep that window open until about noon, let some fishermen get out, and then we'll let this thing get in and get started next week. Thanks again for the report.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yeah.
All righty, Campos Marina. Yes, they have live shrimp. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to talk about the duck crisis in Louisiana continuing. There is a little bit of bright news, and also it's not quite so bad, you Alabama deer hunters. A lot of people panicked, and the director of the Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division had some comments about that. He says, please don't panic. We got this CWD under control. We'll be back with those stories and more fishing reports, the stuff you and I love to talk about. Every Saturday morning we do at 5 to 7 on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you for the coming in. We'll get to some of those in just a minute. I did want to talk to the duck hunters before they get out in on the water early this morning, trying to get out there before sunrise. The Wildlife and Fisheries did their flyover for January this week, and the estimate of 2.1 million ducks in the coastal region and Catahoula Lake. Some good news, 43% increase over December, which had 1.4 million, and it's a slight increase, 4% from January's last year, 2 million estimate. However, this is a decline from the most recent 5-year and 10-year January average. And this is key. It is 28% below the long-term average. Long-term meaning 1978 to 2021, which averages 2.9 million. Most of the increase, and this is kind of unfortunate, from December, is from scaup or dogrie, which increased, I mean, a huge number. We had 37,000 in that region. It jumped up to 441,000 in just a few weeks. There was also a large increase in ringneck duck, went up from 178 to 333,000. And, of course, green-winged teal, which are kind of a late migrating teal species, went to 268,000. Now, your really choice birds like the gadwall, the mallard, the widgeon, pintail, all that has declined from the December estimates, and current estimates represent the lowest January count on record for these species. Did you hear that? On record forever since they've been counting the birds. It is the lowest estimate in January in Louisiana ever recorded. And something is up. We've got plenty of woodcock this year. I made a great speckle-belly goose hunt. We've got geese in the state. The hard offshore, the diving ducks like dogrie and redhead, those have come down, so you can't blame it all on weather. And we have a program planned for you duck hunters. I hope you all will tune in. It's going to be in early February after the duck season closes, and it'll be our Ducks in Crisis show, and we'll be talking about some of the causes and some of the possible remedies to turn that around and get Louisiana and some of the other Gulf Coast states back on track as far as premier states to hunt waterfowl. All right, like taking a look at our text messages, got Justin in the Gentilly Refuge. Justin does a good job of keeping an eye on the wildlife in that urban refuge we call Gentilly. He said the bird he photographed last week was not a whooping crane. It might have been a large white heron. I sent you pictures of it. I got your pictures, Justin. You're absolutely correct. It is not a whooping crane. It does not have the red and black on the bill and head, and it's not the size of a whooping crane, but it is a very large bird. I'm thinking, and the picture was at a distance, but I'm thinking it might have been what's called a greater egret. There's regular, you know, egrets, the cattle egrets that you see, little white birds, but there are also some much larger ones, and I think that that's maybe what it is, but it's a little hard to tell from the picture. But thanks for sending it. The backstrap stacker checking in from Clark County, Alabama. We got a few bucks trailing the does, and some does still have their fawn in tow. I think we've got another week before the rut really starts kicking in. Favorite time to hunt depends on the rut. When the rut is full on, any time of day is good. I agree with you on that, particularly those full moon dates like we got now, too, with the rut going on. Midday can be very, very effective. But he says otherwise, afternoon is the best. And, yeah, it's right on time. I would say another week, a few more days, That rut will be full on in Alabama. And speaking of Alabama, after we come back from the next break, I'm going to share with you some comments from the director of Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division, Chuck Sykes. So evidently some people, you know, this started, I remember when chronic wasting disease was first identified, people were panicking. They said states were hiring sharpshooters to go out at night and they had to eradicate all the deer, kill as many as they possibly could. There's no truth to that. There's a lot of stuff out there on social media, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and some of these things. You cannot believe all of that. But we've got the straight story, and I'll have that for you coming up pretty soon. Also got a text in from Cliff Allman. He's taking 9-year-old Cassie Allman deer hunting this morning, and he's hoping to get her on a last weekend buck before the season closes. And I'm going to wish you luck, Cassie. Hope you get that buck. Also, we have our buddy Roland Cortez, duck and goose hunting guide. He's taking some duck hunters out of Dave's Bayou in Mangum, Louisiana. And I know Roland, I've seen some of his photos. He's enjoyed a pretty good season this year. All right, here we got a. This is Deacle Farms. Listen to you loud and clear as we head to the Ocean Springs Farmers Market out of Grand Bay, Alabama. After the market, we're headed up to a hunting lodge in Camden, Alabama, where this week should be the first week of the rut. Yeah, we hope so. And hoping everyone has a great day. Come see them Saturdays at the Ocean Springs Farmers Market, 9 to 1 in downtown Ocean Springs. Next time I pass by that way on a Saturday, I'm going to try to drop in there and visit with you guys. Ed Miller from Wilmer, Alabama. He says the morning hunt for the reason he does not like tracking at night. Yeah, I can understand that, Ed, a lot of us. Here's one says, I prefer mornings, but I've never been deer hunting. Good morning. Here we go. Don hunted in Quitman with Buddy Pat, killed 2 8-points. Congratulations to him. I saw some longbeards, for those of you not familiar with that term, that is a wild turkey, that would impress you. It's been good hunting in the evening. I've seen more deer moving with that moon. Good show. That's Big Mike in beautiful, historic Bayou Liberty. All right, we got some more text messages coming in. We'll get to those. Asking you this question, you prefer a morning or an evening deer hunt if you had a choice? Also, I have the comments from the director of Alabama Wildlife and Fisheries on the CWD. We announced that it was discovered the first case in Alabama. What does that mean for Alabama's deer herd and hunters? Well, we'll be back to tell you right after this. Well, you're listening to The Outdoors with Tom DeBute, Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, our text into the studio line is 504-260-1870. We have a good morning from a duck blind in Pearl River, WMA. Good luck to whoever that listener is. And we also have Mike in Myrtle Grove saying, you mentioned coastal fisheries damage from Ida, but the residents of Susie Bayou Deer Range have been fighting a canal dredging problem since Hurricane Isaac in 2008. This is Plaquemine Parish government at its best. Monies has been appropriated since 2012. That's 9-plus years and still nothing. I would say you might need to get maybe one of your federal representatives involved in looking into that. Got to be some reason if the money's been appropriated why the work hadn't been done. Here's one said, I remember when Leeville, Louisiana was full of ducks not long ago. The only birds that are flying, egrets and seagulls. Yeah, Leeville at one time, Had quite a good population, especially gadwall, gray ducks. But deterioration of that marsh and saltier conditions and more open waters has turned all that around. All right, we're going to pause 10 seconds for a station ID and come back. We'll talk about that CWD discovery in white-tailed deer in Alabama and what that might mean and why people are kind of getting overreacting about it. Well, they're panicking. We'll tell you more about that. But first, we'll let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. We in the United States have been dealing with chronic wasting disease in cervids, which is white-tailed deer and other hoofed animals, for quite some time. If you're not familiar with it, you probably are. It's called by what is known, it's caused by a prion, which is kind of a virus that attacks the brain and spinal cord, and it causes the animal to basically waste away. That's where the name comes in. They lose weight, they get disoriented, and eventually die. There is no cure for it, and there is no test other than you have to examine the brain and spinal cord, which requires the animal to be dead. Well, it has finally been discovered in Alabama. It's been in Texas for a while. It's been in Arkansas. It's been in Mississippi on a limited basis. Alabama, kind of like Louisiana, figured, well, it's coming. It's not if, it's going to be when, and I feel the same way. Although we're still clean here in Louisiana, but it's finally been discovered in Alabama in the northernmost part of the state near the Tennessee border. And there was a lot of reaction when this news broke last week, and Chuck Sykes, director of Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Division, is trying to calm people down and telling concerned hunters and citizens not to overreact. And here's what he said. He said, people don't need to panic. We've been preparing for this. We're taking the good, bad, and the ugly on how other states have handled CWD, and we're doing what we feel is best for the resources of Alabama. There's been some information and misinformation on social media. We're not trying to starve people by killing all the deer. We're not trying to eradicate the deer. We need to know if it's one deer with CWD or if they're 10 or 100. And the best way to do that is for hunters to bring the samples. If people continue to do what we've asked them to do, like not moving the whole carcasses or the high-risk body parts, which is spinal cord, backbone, and brain, as long as they don't artificially move it, natural progression of the disease is slow. The CDC recommends that before consuming a deer from a CWD hot zone, the hunter should have it tested. If you harvest a deer, have it processed, have it tested, and react accordingly. And to find out where to bring it, how to get it tested, and more about the disease, if you go to outdooralabama.com/CWD-FAQs, you'll find out a lot more information on preventative measures for the hunters, how to properly dispose of the carcasses, and a lot of other questions. But the main thing, the message they're trying to get across is do not panic. The rumors about going out at night and eradicating huge populations of white-tailed deer is not true. And again, it's a very small area at this point where it's been detected, and hopefully it can be contained. Some other news, new license requirements are going to be coming out for 2022. You don't have to worry about this right now, but one of the biggest changes, and you might recall we had some representatives from Wildlife and Fisheries on as they were negotiating and trying to get it passed through legislature, and they finally did. Beginning on July 1st, the young hunters, 17 and younger, will have to have a youth hunting license, whether they hunt with a rifle or a bow. They're going to have to be licensed. It's only $5, and that was the result of that new license fee law that was enacted in 2021 by the state legislature. The youth will get deer, turkey tags. Also, if they're going to be trapping, and if they want to become eligible to hunt in the youth hunts, the lottery hunts, they'll also have to have a license. Now, fishermen, no, not yet at this point. They will not need to get a fishing license if they're 17 and younger, but hunters will. Actually, it's 16 and younger on the fishing license. All right, so that's some news for you, and I got some more news coming up in a little bit, but right now we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to get a fishing report from down in the Burris area, down in Plaquemines Parish, Mitch Jurisich at Delta Marina. Find out what's happening down there in his neck of the woods. We'll do that right after we pause these 3 minutes for an Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network commercial break. Well, it looks like the latest estimate on the damages from Hurricanes Laura, Delta, Zeta, and Ida was close to $600 million to the fisheries, infrastructures, resources, and that's from a study, the latest study from LSU Sea Grant and Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Many of our marinas and resources, infrastructure areas, or piers and launches are still damaged. But one that has come through and is fully operational, ready for you to go, is the Delta Marina in Plaquemines Parish. And Mitch Juris joins us now to give us a little bit of a fishing report and some other info from that area. Hey, Mitch, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, Don. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Let me ask you this. We're taking an unofficial survey from deer hunters this morning, if they prefer morning hunts or evening hunts. And I know you love your deer hunting. Which one do you prefer?
Man, I'm mixed, Don. You know, it depends on how cold it is. These next couple of days, I think I'll enjoy my evening hunts a little more than these early morning hunts. But I tell you, I got about a 50-50 feeling on that. You know, it depends on the rut and what's happening. But we usually, you know, if I had to put my estimated kills, I'd probably have to equal them out. You know, I've killed probably as many good deer in the mornings as I have in the afternoons. So
yeah, gotcha.
I think I'm going to have to be split on that one, you know. Just depends on the cold weather. I've got a little old now, and it's tough to get out there when it's below 30 degrees in the morning and the wind's blowing. I mean, sometimes I let the sun come up a little bit because I think the deer do the same thing. You know, they don't move all that great when it's really, really cold early in the morning. At least that's what I tell myself, you know. I try to convince myself.
Gotcha. Well, Mitch, how's the fishing been this week? It looks like we got a little window of opportunity this morning, then we're going to have a little blow come through overnight, and then, you know, we'll be back into that pattern again next week. But what happened up until this point, and what do you think is going to happen this morning?
Actually, the fishing's been really good these last couple of days. We've had, quite a good bit of fishermen coming out and fishing. The trout, it's just amazing. The speckled trout are still in some of their, you know, spring and summer holes, you know, hanging right on the edges of those ledges. Yesterday I had some people, went yesterday afternoon and fished a couple hours and came in with big smiles on their face, said they did really good. I think the bite's going to be on again this morning, you know, before this weather comes up. It's really looking, it's been phenomenal. The size of these fish they're catching is unreal. You know, we're seeing a lot of 2-pound trout come in from around the old camp structures and stuff. You know, there's not many camps left, barely any camps, but there is a lot of pilings and structure around where those camps were, and that's where they seem to be stacked up, you know, as the water's warm during the day. You know, we've had a really good supply of live bait. In fact, we're loaded up with live shrimp this morning. Our bait boats have been doing a really great job of keeping us well stocked, and shrimp are really nice too. I mean, they're edible size shrimp. If you don't catch any fish, you can take your shrimp home and see. I knock them on the head to kill them because they're so big. But
that's always good backup. That's always good backup. You can always eat your bait if you don't catch fish. what would you say has been the tactic? Are they fishing mostly with popping corks in the shallows? Are they putting it on the bottom on a sliding sinker? What's been the method?
Both. Some of them are doing the Carolina rig, fishing, you know, around those old camp structures. And then, believe it or not, you know, some of these other ones are still catching them under the popping corks. They're still kind of schooled up. It's been a great, you know, great fall and winter for these fish. I mean, I thought by now people would be having to hit those deep holes by Yellow Cotton Bay and all of that area, but they're just leaving right out the marina and coming back 2 hours later fishing with an eyesight of the marina. You know, it's been wonderful. I mean, I'm glad for them, and, you know, we've already sold a good bit of live shrimp this morning, so everybody's giving it that last-ditch effort before this blow comes, because we know what happens. I mean, even though it's blustery and windy, it's unfishable, but as soon as that wind lays down and the weather gets nice again, the waters get really good, and I expect they'll be right back out there, you know, catching a handful more, you know, and hopefully it lasts through the winter, you know, give them a good opportunity and just get the right weather in. But if you're not going to go fishing the next couple of days, our duck hunt's been phenomenal down here. I don't know if you've been down yet much, but it's really been good. The duck hunters are having really good reports. You know, they're doing well, getting their limits pretty quick.
Yeah, the last few days I got several reports from where you are down south to the mouth of the river. Some of the areas not quite so lucky at all. But that little last front that came in and this new one that's coming in tonight should even bring more ducks in there. Mitch, you got cabins, you got launch, you got bait, you got a store. But a lot of people they forget you have the Ponderosa Restaurant, which has got some of the finest cuisine in Plaquemines Parish. What do you guys got on the menu today?
Well, we got our oysters, of course. And right now, if anybody knows about oysters, they're as good as they're going to get. We got a month and a half window of having these oysters as fat and salty as they can be. They're really delicious right now. In fact, it's hard for me to stop eating them myself. You know, they're really at their peak, and that's a good thing. We actually served Royal Reds this week. I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with shrimp called Royal Reds. I was able to get my hands on some, and that was one of our special steamed Royal Reds, and they went over really well for people who understand what kind of shrimp it is. Between a lobster and shrimp texture. We'll start with ball crawfish hopefully next week, and of course all our other stuff. Our crab cake pasta is probably top of the list. You know, we're still fortunate enough to have some soft shell crabs on hand. Anything, you know, pretty much anything you want, we pretty much have, and it's all been good. And, you know, business has been a little slow since the holidays, but we expect that. But we still got our loyal customers that come and want to eat those charbroiled raw oysters and the rest of our good food. So, you know, we're looking forward to this upcoming spring. We really see some good things ahead. We've got some positive attitudes, a couple of tournaments headed our way, have another kayak tournament somewhere around mid-March. That's going to kick off our season. And we have our old church, our hometown church, St. Anne Church right here in Empire. We'll be celebrating the 100th year anniversary of that church on March 5th. So we have a big crowd expected to come in that weekend for that event. It's going to be a really good event for our little town because it'll bring back a lot of our people, like a big Empire reunion. It's going to be really looking forward to that. And it's going to, you know, people be coming out to see us. We're going to host a little reception at the marina and the restaurant and everything, but I think it's going to be a lot bigger than we expected. So we're looking forward to that because it's something to bring the community back together for a day. And when people get to come back home, even if it's for a few hours, they really enjoy it. We're going to do our best to make it the most enjoyable time for them.
Well, remind us again when that comes up so we can make a mention of that, because that's very special at St. Anne's. There's no doubt about it. Been there over 100 years. Mitch, thanks for the report, my friend. Keep passing out the bait and serving the good food at the restaurant, and we hope to see you soon.
Will do, Don. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
All righty. Mitch Jurisic at Delta Marina. Coming back after this. Grand Isle, understand they got some money to do some restoration down there on some of the banks and the levees, and, well, everything is needed down there. Daryl Carpenter updates us on what's happening there. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Daryl and realscreamers.com. Get the story on Grand Isle this week. Captain Daryl, what's going on?
Don, it's actually been fairly good. With that front that we had come in last week, the absolute story for this is the side of the road. I mean, everybody that I've talked to that's been fishing the side of the road, all of my neighbors watching the fish cleaning tables and so forth, it turned on this week and it just never stopped. I mean, as much as what yesterday, one of my neighbors came in with darn near a limit of trout, a handful of flounder, which we don't see a lot anymore, and a handful of redfish. And there's also been some really nice sized fish being caught off the side of the road. That front came earlier in the week. It you know, stabilized after that. We got a few boats out on the water. Some of the guys are starting to venture around, and the reports are starting to come in, just like what you and I have been talking since the storm. It looks like we're going to have to take a significant amount of time and actually relearn the marsh. You know, I just listened to Mitch, and it's amazing what a few miles did. You go to the east and a little bit, just a few miles, and while there's damage, the damage isn't nearly as bad. Let's say you stayed this side of the Barataria Waterway, and canals that we would normally use this time of the year are now silted in, full of floton. there's some areas where we've got some obstructions in the water that we're having to, you know, to kind of map out and mark. But it's going to take, Captain Frank got out earlier this week, and one of the canals we typically hit this time of the year that's got some 6-7 foot holes in it, that 6-7 foot hole is now, of course, it was a lower tide, the front, but that 6 or 7 foot deep hole was now silted in. You couldn't get down a canal. So there's going to be, there's going to be some relearning. Because of the front, we found a lot of muddy water. Had a boat or two that ventured over toward Golden Meadow. Of course, they ran into this helicopter thing, but they were able to find some fish up in that Golden Meadow, North Leeville area, some speckled trout that are still starting to, they're starting to move into the canals and into those deeper holes. Mitch gave a great report. Like I said, you go east a little bit, the damage is less, and the fishing has been a little bit better. They've been holding into their same holes that you normally find them in. But, as far as the immediate Baratarian Bay, it's going to take us some time to relearn this and start moving around and finding where these fish have relocated to.
Hmm. Yeah, and, how close Empire is to Lafitte. And, Lafitte is not that far from Grand Island. It was devastated. A lot of changes in that marsh there. So, as you mentioned, you don't have to go very much further, to the east to find some better conditions and unchanged from the storm. But, in your area, you're right. It's going to take a learning curve, figure out new patterns, and it'd be like a whole new world fishing over there.
Yeah, and for example, you and I have fished Queen Bess, and then just right there by Queen Bess, one of the bigger platforms that, one of the community fishing spots, Hotel Cid, for example. The pilings and all are still there for Hotel Cid. All of the concrete structure darn near is now in the water. The concrete structure separated from the pilings. So, hopefully they'll leave it. It's a well-known area. Shrimpers stay away from it. Hopefully they leave that in the water, but it's going to be a tackle-busting son of a gun for a long time until we learn where all the pieces of rebar and all are, because it added structure by putting that concrete in the water, but it added structure. It added toothy structure. So I think we're going to have to relearn how to fish that itself. But, that's all just going to take time. And while, of course, my story, I worked for FEMA for a long time doing the cleanup, and now we're concentrating on rebuilding our place from the little bit of damage that we had. So it's going to take some time getting out on the water to be able to talk it intelligently and figure out where you can and cannot fish, where the obstructions are, where our reefs move to, that type of stuff. But it's going to come by mid-spring. We'll have it all taken care of.
I sure hope so. Well, Darryl, thanks for keeping us up to date and getting us got good information and the outlook on what's happening down there for the Grand Isle area. We really appreciate it. All right, hopefully you can stay out of that weather when it comes in and get back out after it passes through. And in the meantime, while you're rebuilding your camp, catch a few fish.
Oh, I can promise you this, Don. The way we stick out, temperatures in the 30 with gale force winds, I'm bugging out for a couple of days.
Don't blame you. We'll see you next week, Darryl. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
That's Captain Darryl Carpenter. Check him out, realscreamers.com. All right, coming back, we got the Paddler's Report with Eric Mahabarak. Ryan Lambert's been slamming the ducks lately with this front that came through. And we've also got Captain Mike Gallo's Born in the Bayou Report and Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Did he really buy that deer? Either way, he's in trouble. Back with that right after the top of the hour break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.